Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Group. I mean, if you talk about, you use what you got, and we've got a lot of unique players, you know, whether it's tight end or in the running back position. I mean, Kenny and Jalen have been a big part of the passing game as well. And so that's where you try to problem solve, and it helps. Like Aaron distributes the ball around and gets that ball out. And we're kind of unique in that way. So we just got to keep improving on that. And every game plan is going to be a little different depending on who we're playing. Like the Chargers is a really good defense. They don't give up a lot of cheap things. They're very disciplined. So we're looking forward to that challenge Sunday night.
That answer makes me think about the 2020 Steelers. And everything was great until it wasn't. A little bit later than where we are in this season. They started 11-0. And then teams got the bright idea, wait a second, Ben really can't throw the ball downfield as well as he used to. Let's crowd the line of scrimmage. Let's get in these wide receivers' faces. And let's force them to not just dink and dunk the ball off offensively. And other than a great second half against the Colts in a comeback win, the second to last game of the season, their offense really never got fixed. Correct. And I do wonder when he says we get the ball out fast, you use what you got, you know, that's kind of our thing. Well, defenses know it's your thing too. And when they wise up to it and smart up to it, what's the counterpunch, Chris?
Well, you use what you got. Do you think Arthur Smith says that referencing his quarterback's desire to get the ball out or his offensive line still maybe improving but shaky protection ability? Because I think there's a fundamental difference there. If you're saying we use what we've got, we get the ball out quick because we're not positive our line can protect, but hopefully they're getting better because most of them are pretty young.
Yeah.
I'd rather have that be the reason than, let's all be honest with ourselves here, why they got the ball out quick with Ben. He didn't have the arm he had prior to his surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he was also, it was dovetailing very, I'm not like trying to kill him by saying this. I just think it's true. It was self-evident. His arm wasn't what it used to be. And I don't think he wanted to keep taking hits after a career spent taking them.
I didn't think it was the not taking hits thing with Aaron Rodgers. Because of how much he got hit early in the year, I thought it was more of an offensive line problem. But now I'm starting to wonder about that as the season has gone on. And maybe some of it is Rodgers at 41 not wanting to get hit.
He did just run for the pylon and take like a reasonably big hit. And yes, they were laughing that you could see him kind of making the decision in real time, but he still put his head down and tried to do it.
Right.
So that would give me a little bit of pause.
So you think it might be more offensive line?
Yeah, and I would hope it. Maybe this is me being optimistic. I would hope it's the O-line. His arm is still absolutely good enough. He threw a ridiculous Hail Mary against the Bengals. I've seen him stick his nose in there. Nothing about his in-game attitude suggests that, like, physically he doesn't want
to
do this.
But I think the offensive line has improved enough to give him more time to make those plays.
How much of that is a byproduct? Fautanu has been a lot better than I thought early in the season. I think Jones is not improving on the same speed or track, but I think he's gotten better.
Same.
But I do wonder how much of their improved protection is a byproduct of having that big personnel package. Like,
I think it is.
When you really believe in your protection, you say, we have five guys pass blocking here, and if we need to get a play action deep shot worked up, we believe they can hold up long enough to do it.
Let's see if Arthur Smith gives a kind of blasé answer on Marquez Valdes-Scantling like Tomlin did. He got asked about him today now that he's practicing and not on the active roster, but Jeff Hathorn thinks he's going to be potentially in the lineup Sunday, that it's just a paperwork thing right now when we're going to see him sooner rather than later. Let's see if we can draw that same conclusion from the offensive coordinator's comments.
Well, yeah, I think you get excited for anybody that gets an opportunity. You know, this is one thing that I would say that I've enjoyed. There's more job opportunities now when they've expanded the practice squads, and you can put more vets on it. So a guy looking for a job, you know, he'll have every opportunity, just like other guys have, Keyshawn have, and that's what you going back to how things evolve, if an injury happens, you've got to work the bottom of that roster, how everybody gets in the door. Even a guy that's got experience as a veteran allows you, you know, them the opportunity, and they can get acclimated, and, if, you know, if the opportunity comes up, you know, a role will be created. But I do value that. I think it helps a lot. I think you're seeing a little more consistent play. You know, before that practice squad expanded, I remember in 2014, towards the end of the year, we were signing guys on a Monday to play on Thursday night game. They had to play, and you're trying to, like, talk about drinking from a fire hose, trying to get these guys, and they literally have to play that Thursday night. So I think it's an opportunity, gives you some consistency, roster flexibility, and certainly it's an opportunity for him.
Yeah, I don't think there's a lot there as far as making me feel like, let me put it this way, Arthur Smith's not giving away his, like, if he's a big fan of MVS. I didn't hear that in that answer.
It was just coach speak.
Yeah, it was a lot closer to, it was a word salad version of what Tomlin said on Tuesday.
There was very little, I mean, he's, you know what he really got into at the end there? Man, you know, I remember the old practice squad.
So it's either they're playing things close to the vest, or he's legitimately just a down-the-line guy who needs somebody to screw up or get injured.
Do you think Smith is above playing things close to the vest?
No, of course not. He was a head coach.
So I do think he can be cagey. I still think, like, the shortest, like, the Occam's razor here, simplest explanation is the best. They signed a guy that has plenty of NFL experience, including this year for a team, albeit not good experience this year, that their quarterback speaks very highly of. That quarterback was brought in personally, more or less recruited to come here by the head coach. They need receiver help. I think 1 + 1 = 2. And let me put it this way. I would bet you that Valdes-Scantling plays on Sunday night and at least one deep shot. That is a strong feeling I have. Maybe I wouldn't bet you, because now you're going to say, I'll bet you $1,000 he doesn't get a deep shot.
No, that was only because we made a charity bet last year and I thought you might want to make it again. I'm not going to make a habit of that on the air, so don't worry about that. I'm looking at.
Wait, was that the Penguins playoff?
Yeah, that's why I brought it up yesterday.
Yeah, I don't want to keep giving $1,000 away, and I think I might have had to do that again.
Well, you didn't go through with it, so you don't have to worry about it. You didn't want to do it yesterday. If Scotty Miller can't play, and I doubt he will because he has a broken finger and he's a wide receiver, you've Metcalf, Austin, Roman Wilson, Skoranek 4, and then Keyshawn Williams, who dresses 2 because he returns punts. Unless, and this is obviously not a hard thing to do, you have Austin back returning punts again, and the guy that you bring up from your practice squad is MVS instead of Williams, which I think is a pretty seamless move. I mean, I think Williams has been a decent punt returner, but
I think he's given him a little jolt, but I mean, if you think Valdes-Scantling can help your offense,
exactly,
go over the top, that's worth it.
And you know that Austin can return punts. So that's what I would do.
I mean, I just think that.
Didn't he return a punt against the Chargers for a touchdown last year? Or am I making that up, Donnie?
He caught that seam ball from Fields for that touchdown and split the defense.
That's what I'm thinking.
It looked like a punt return.
He returned one against the Giants.
That's right. Okay. Thank you for that.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
All right. Text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line. A person in your law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. How good is Jacoby Myers? I mean, what are the Steelers missing out on? Steve Palazzolo joins us next. Does he think MVS can be better than Mike Williams here last year and give this team a jolt? All that coming up. We're live from Studio B. Donnie's biggest football topic of the day, too, at 4:30. But first, a headline.
Thursday night football to kick off week 10 of the NFL season. You can listen to the game right here on 93.7 The Fan tonight. Vegas and Denver kicks off at 8:15. The NFL on Westwood One coverage starts at 7:30. Headlines are powered by Bowser Genesis of Monroeville. For more, go to 93.7thefan.com. Pony.
Thank you so much, Donnie. Comer and Cross. Want to talk about my garage floor again because that garage has been brought back to life. You know, it's like when you have an unfinished basement and you turn it into a man cave and you get all excited about that, the time you're going to spend down there and the things you're going to do and the way you're going to make that space work. Same thing with a garage when you have a finished garage floor. It feels like a room that you're going to use as like maybe you go in there and you work on things and you put a bench in there. Maybe you work out in there. I mean, who knows? The possibilities are endless now with me and Comer and Cross now that garage floor is finished. And get 50% off labor right now, and they can have the garage floor installed by the holiday if you pick up the phone and call 1-800-NEW-FLOOR. That's 1-800-NEW-FLOOR. You'll be shocked by how quickly they'll be in and out. They showed up at 10 a.m. or 10:30 at my house. They were gone by the time my day here at work was done, and it was finished. Nothing left to do. Everything was set to go. They moved the refrigerator out of my garage for me. I didn't have to do that with Amanda. They took care of that, fixed all the cracks and pits beforehand. 50% off labor now. Call 1-800-NEW-FLOOR. That's 1-800-NEW-FLOOR. Go to comercross.com. Trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Steve Palazzolo believed. He thought that a Mike Tomlin special was incoming on Sunday against the Colts. And lo and behold, it was. Defense forced 6 turnovers. First time that had happened in 15 years for the Steelers. They have beaten 2 lost teams, and they have accumulated 11 takeaways in those 2 games. Steelers like things. So now they're going to try to keep it going in L.A. against the Chargers, who are smack dab in the middle of the playoff race with them as well. Steve, the Chargers made a move at the deadline. The Steelers did not. Let's sort through that first. Not getting another wide receiver in this Steelers offense, was that a mistake?
Maybe, yeah. I mean, I think they could use some help outside, obviously. And, look, I think it's been an interesting offense for Pittsburgh. I think they've done a great job in the red zone, and they've been handed some red zone drives, as they were last week against the Colts. And I think they've done a really nice job throwing the ball to the big guys, Darnell Washington, DK Metcalf, taking advantage of their size in the red zone. But I think in between the 20s, they're still inconsistent. So, yeah, having a more viable threat opposite DK Metcalf, maybe relying a little bit less on the 300-pound tight end, Darnell Washington, would have been helpful.
How viable of a threat would Marquez Valdez-Scantling be, assuming he gets elevated, which we're all thinking is exactly what's going to happen?
What a fascinating career for MVS. I was joking a few years ago. He was always in and around either the NFL MVP or a Super Bowl for like 5 straight years. A couple MVPs with Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes with the Chiefs. You know, he stepped into Buffalo for a minute last year. He's fast and big, and that those two things do work as far as, you know, gravity in the defense and, you know, pulling safeties and opening things up. Obviously, he struggles to catch the ball. He's not a slick route runner or anything like that, but there is value in just running him deep. And then you have the connection with Rodgers, you know, just having a history there where I don't know how much trust there is necessarily, but you at least know the big, tall, fast guy might be able to make a play or two down the field every now and then. And I think there is value in that in today's NFL.
Steve, you, I think, look at these situations from a front office perspective probably more than anybody else we have on the air. So what do you say to the people who look at the Steelers' decision to stand pat and agree with it because, oh, you can't give up a 4th and a 5th or a 4th and a 6th for a rental wide receiver?
Yeah, I think it's one of those things. We live in such a championship or bust society, world. It's one of those things that might feel good in November, and then you'd be sitting there in April being like, man, we just paid that for half a year of Jacoby Myers. So I look at it as if trading for Jacoby Myers for Jacksonville or hypothetically if it was Pittsburgh, if that helps you re-sign him maybe for, you know, a little bit cheaper than you normally would and you get some familiarity with him, I think there could be some long-term benefit there. But if it is legitimately just a rental, I think come April, you'll feel better about that. I don't think, unless you get to the end of the Steelers season and it's like, man, we just lost a heartbreaker to the Chiefs in the playoffs and we really could have used a wide receiver too. Jacoby Myers would have been perfect. You're probably going to be sitting there in April saying, yeah, I would rather have the draft picks, which isn't just a 4 and a 6. You know, there's flexibility to trade and maneuver in other ways as well. So I think it's probably fine. Because I don't think the Steelers are, you know, a receiver away from winning a title or anything like that. But, you know, we'll see. If they get into the playoffs and lose a heartbreaker, you might think otherwise.
Well, Steve, I think people would start to feel like that they are more of a threat to do something interesting and get to the postseason than maybe win a game or two if they could count on, I don't know, 6 turnovers from the opposition every game. You see what happened. You called it. You and Pony, congratulations on all of your success, had a feeling a Tomlin game was in the offing, the good kind of Tomlin game. Did that performance specifically on defense convince you that they've figured something out in the longer term on that side of the ball?
Well, I wonder how much, you know, having Jalen Ramsey at safety, if that was a coincidence or a driver of things, you know, part of it, obviously, with some of the injuries and just necessity moving him around. But that's why you trade for a Jalen Ramsey, is having that flexibility. But it was great. I mean, T.J. Watt winning cleanly with the strip sack. Hadn't seen that for a while. Getting pressure and, part of it maybe is just Daniel Jones in Indianapolis playing outdoors and just, being a little bit out of their comfort zone for the first time in a while. But, yeah, I think we'll see if they can build on it. But that's what I expected Pittsburgh to be, right? I mean, they're not just highly priced. It's a whole bunch of talented players. I know they're older, but they should have – all season they should have a team that can disrupt the quarterback and create havoc. And we've seen it in the Patriots game. We've seen it in the Colts game. You saw it against Dylan Gabriel. So now let's see if they can stack it. But I thought Ramsey looked great at free safety. I thought it was a good look for him. And it just adds some flexibility and versatility to this defense. And I think they do have a chance to continue to build upon that.
Steve, I need to follow up with a question that is I'm going to try to make sure I don't tip the hand as to which side of this I'm on. But there was a debate on this show about whether or not it would be more exciting or more encouraging in the long term to see the Steelers have beaten the Colts the way they did with the 6 turnovers, or to have seen that defense just basically be immovable, a la 2000 Ravens, for example, like a team that just forced punt after punt after punt. Which of those do you think is maybe a more encouraging type of performance long term for a defense? Big turnovers, big splash, or you're an immovable object, basically?
I would vote immovable object. I think that's just more sustainable. Turnovers are great. That's one of those things every coach, we're going to force turnovers, got to win the turnover battle. It's tough to bank on that every week. You're not going to have 6 turnovers every week. But if you keep getting 3 and outs and you make play after play really difficult for the offense, I think that's a lot more sustainable.
You know what's interesting? Here's the reason why we had that discussion. Because I said to Chris, I feel like a lot of the analytics people, if Watt just sacks Jones and doesn't take the ball away and the Colts punt, they say good possession. With Watt taking the ball away, they say, oh, that's a fluke. It can't happen again. And I'm like, what the heck's that all about? Like, it's almost like you get demerits from analytics people for forcing turnovers.
No,
am I right about that?
I mean, you can look at it that way. I think what analytics people just do is say, like, could T.J. Watt have a 16-sack season? Absolutely. Like, 1 sack per game? Absolutely. Can he have 17 forced fumbles in a season? I doubt it. It's never happened before, right? So that's the thing. Like, you're trying to look at things that you can trust, which is, like, go back to baseball. They said, as a pitcher, as a hitter, you control home runs, walks, and strikeouts. Those are the things you control the most. So that's all stat people are trying to look for if they're smart. There's a lot of people who put stats out there and they just throw it out there and say, I'm going to make a big conclusion off this one stat, which is dumb. But people that are looking for answers in the numbers are just looking for things that are sustainable. And so it's not diminishing credit. It's a great play by T.J. Watt, right? Like he's a strip sack artist. He's done that a lot throughout his career, but he's never gotten 1 per game. But so it's tough to bank on that. Can he get 1 sack per game? Absolutely, because that's more sustainable than, say, the strip sack itself.
DeMarvin Leal was just cut by the Steelers. Did Steve Palazzolo like DeMarvin Leal out of college?
Not really. Intriguing, rotational, inside outside, exactly what he was type of guy. So I wasn't a huge fan.
They used a third round pick on.
What's the Steve Palazzolo general philosophy? Are you a traits guy when it comes to college prospects, or more of a I value production and, I don't know, steadiness usually has a negative, like, low ceiling connotation. But you know what I mean. There are people who look at, hey, did you produce, or hey, do you have traits?
We don't have enough time on the show for me to answer this, but it's both, right? I mean, at the end of the day, you're going to put a number on somebody. I've seen people say, take traits over production. It's like, okay, well, what does that even mean? How many traits? Which ones? How much? How good do they have to be? At the end of the day, you're going to put a number on that in your head and say, here's what I think his traits are. So I think all of it is valuable, and at some positions, production in college really does correlate at the next level, and you need to look at that. At other positions, what your eye test means a little bit more, if it's right, it means a little bit more at other positions. And so go back to Aiden Hutchinson and Trayvon Walker at the top of the 2022 draft. Trayvon Walker was straight-up athlete. Aiden Hutchinson was athlete plus production, and if you have both, I think that's the better way to go, and I think that clearly, in that case, was the best way to go. So I think it's a combination of both, and it's dependent on each position, and I could talk about this for hours.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
All right, Steve, another test. It's Herbert, who's lit up the Steelers' defense before, but his offensive line is in shambles. Who do you like Sunday night, Steelers or Chargers, and why?
Oh, I think I can't remember who I took on the show. I think I was leaning Chargers, and then I came back, and I said, you know what? I'm going to paint another picture this week. Let's see if I get it. The Pittsburgh crowd is strong in L.A., and they're fired up, and they turn it into kind of a fist fight type of game, and it's a little bit low scoring because of the Chargers' offensive line. So I'm going to say the Pittsburgh defense does a good job again. Herbert's still playing really good ball, getting the ball down the field, but he just got sacked 5 times against the Titans. So I could see him going down a lot on Sunday night. I'll say Pittsburgh by 3 here.
Steve, I'm in the mood to ask very quick, very stupid questions that probably grate on people here, but this is a random one that just popped into my head because we talk so much about the lack of home field advantage that the Chargers have, especially with like a crowd that's often 50-50. Given that that happens to them, you know, how many times a year, most of their home games, I would say, if not all of them, do you think that that lack of an advantage is almost like worth an extra loss for them in a given season? If you like take the whole, okay, home field's usually worth 3 points at face value, that they just get such, they get so dinged in that regard that it makes them like sometimes a game worse than they otherwise would be?
Historically you're right. Like you get 3 points for the home field advantage. And some of the studies have been tied to, you get a couple extra penalty calls at home, in part because of the crowd and just the human element of the ref. And of course you don't have the crowd advantage when it comes to playing defense and, you know, creating silent counts and miscommunications from the offense. So does it add up to a win? I mean, it's hard to say absolutely one per year, but it's probably a couple points here and there throughout the season that adds up. And then sometimes that could, you know, cost you a win. So I think that's a fair theory about the Chargers.
All right. Thank you, Steve. We appreciate it. We'll talk again next week. Steve Palazzolo.
All right, thanks, guys.
See ya. Follow us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them, southhillskia.net. Donnie's biggest football topic of the day is coming up next. Don't go anywhere. It's the PM team live from Studio B. Here's a headline.
Steelers and Chargers, Sunday Night Football, 8:20, a couple of nights from now. Fan Game Day can be heard right here on 93.7 The Fan, live from Shiloh Plate and Pour in Mount Washington from 5 until 8. Headlines powered by Bowser Genesis of Monroeville. For more, go to 93.7thefan.com. Hey guys, Donnie Football here for the Bet Parks Casino and Sportsbook, the only casino and sportsbook I recommend. And there's always another way to win with Bet Parks. It's all about the live bets while you watch the action. Pro football tonight, pro football on Sunday, pro football on Monday, maybe some college action over the weekend. Hey, how about a pro hockey game tonight? A fun matchup in town with a couple of legends on the ice together. Make your downtime fun time with some classic casino games in the palm of your hand. Blackjack, craps, poker, roulette, online slots like Huff and More Puff, Divine Fortunes, and more. Join me right now and get a great offer for new users. Up to $1,000 back in casino bonus credit if you are down in the first 24 hours. Terms and conditions at betparks.com. You must be 21 and in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Michigan, or Maryland. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Music means it's time for Donnie's biggest football topic of the day. It's the Donnie Football Debrief, brought to you by Saloni's Bread Company, over 100 years of baking experience. And it's more football talk on The Fan, presented by Paramount Plus, streaming November 16th. On Paramount Plus is the return of Landman from Taylor Sheridan, the co-creator of Yellowstone. Academy Award winner Billy Bob Thornton is back, featuring Academy Award nominees Demi Moore, Andy Garcia, and Sam Elliott. Landman, new season streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus. Donnie.
The Debrief, November 6, 2025. All right, guys, here we go again. Antonio Brown in the news. He has been extradited from Dubai, is now in custody under law enforcement for attempted murder charges. Earlier today, this came out. He was involved in that altercation back in May, which ended in gunfire, and the incident resulted in a death. So AB back in the news, and not for good reason, taken under authorities earlier. Your initial reaction before we get into more discussion about him?
Well, his Twitter account has stopped posting. That's a dead giveaway that something was going on. Not that he posts these things himself, but they've at least stopped pretending to be Antonio Brown. Life comes at you fast. 2 days ago, they were on there asking if he should bring back the Lego-style haircut that he had back in around 2015. This is an incident that happened a while ago when I kind of forgot about it. That video that went viral of him in like a parking garage. People were running out of the garage and he had a gun and you saw him with the gun. And then you didn't see him, but you heard gunshots going off. This is him being brought up on attempted murder charges from that day. And he was either hiding out in Dubai or just over in Dubai. And apparently he got bad enough where they're like, yeah, you're going to have to come back here and face the music.
I think he was not supposed to leave the country, and he did. He wasn't even supposed to leave, like, South Florida, and he did. You know, my thought on all of this overall is, usually if you say somebody is a tragic figure, that has a sympathetic connotation, and I don't think he deserves one, but I also don't think that saying somebody is a tragic figure means they have to be sympathetic. He, to me, is a tragic figure, could have been an all-time beloved Steeler, in addition to being an all-time great.
Yeah.
Would have been, had his career even continued normally for like two more years, a shoe-in, easy, even in a pass-happy, wide-receiver-happy era, a shoe-in, no doubt, slam-dunk Hall of Famer in my estimation. He still is the best Steelers wide receiver I've ever seen, but he also seems like a reprehensible human being and an example of how not to live your life away from the job that you have, in his case, a high-profile one, so I just find his whole career, especially how happy-go-lucky he was at the beginning of his Steelers tenure,
yeah,
doing interviews with Jim Colony, seeming like he was just everybody's buddy. He was like, he was goofy. He always showed up late for stuff, but nobody disliked him. Just bad guy, continuing to do bad things, and I have a bad feeling about what the next 5 to 10 years of his life look like.
Felt like a lot of the things he did at the end of his Steelers career – when he quit on the team and didn't play in the last game, got himself traded to the Raiders, ripped Ben, ripped Bruce Arians, ripped Mike, ripped Art Rooney, all these things he did. As time went on, fans seemed to either forget about it or not care as much about it. And I'm basing that off of when AB went to that Steelers-Raiders game in Vegas, and there were like thousands of people who were lined up to meet him. I mean, they
wasn't
treated
he doing
him,
a political thing though there?
No, Donnie, correct me if I'm wrong. He was just there to go to that game, right? That was not like
I thought that was connected to the election.
There was a fundraiser here for or not a fundraiser, a campaign.
Okay, I might be getting them conflated then.
Speech tour stop that he spoke at, but weren't you at the one in Vegas, Donnie, with him and Le'Veon?
Yeah, he showed up to that one.
And people went nuts for him, right?
Yeah, I mean, for both of those guys.
They were like conquering heroes. And
They're also two figures where, like, since they're pretty much the most unreliable people you can imagine, them showing up, I think people were just pleasantly surprised. Because I think the expectation anytime you put any of their names on it, especially AB, is, okay, well, this guy's not showing up.
Yeah, but the larger point I was trying to make is that...
Yes, people were happy to see him.
Yeah. Like, you know, if he had done that 5 years ago or 6 years ago, I don't think he would have had thousands of Steelers fans ready to greet him and ask for his autograph. I mean, when he left, people were burning his jerseys and... you know, saying that he was basically dead to them. So that to me is like that's the gift that keeps on giving when you're a talented person in a sport that's given fans more good memories than bad, is that they usually forgive you for
that too,
your nonsensical behavior. And in some cases like this, like potentially, you know, dangerous behavior and,
Here's another one in
reckless behavior.
I don't want to get preachy here, but I feel terrible for his kids. It cannot possibly be a healthy, like, family dynamic to grow up in. How many kids does he have? Five, maybe?
I don't know the answer.
Yeah, he has
that.
Several children.
I know he's got kids. I think a couple of them are getting ready to play college sports.
Either way.
One was getting recruited to play college basketball, I think.
I just cannot imagine that it is a mentally healthy environment to grow up in. That's all. I at the risk of, again, sounding preachy when I don't want to, that part of it just also sucks.
He's going to cost himself the Hall of Fame with this, I think. I just don't think when it's a museum that has an event like they do with the way you go in is not just, yeah, we recognize that you were a good enough player. Let's put your face in a room with other guys. There's all kinds of pomp and circumstance and ceremony around it. I just don't think they want someone who has these kinds of off-the-field issues associated with that whatsoever. So I think that's the problem for him. You know,
can you imagine his Hall of Fame induction speech if he actually got there?
That's why I don't think they're going to – I don't think the Hall of Fame even has to tell the committee not to vote for him. I think they know not to do it tacitly. And if
he's going to end up as maybe – like. One of the greatest players not in the Hall of Fame if that happens.
Now, I have two thoughts on that. First, you guys agree that his Hall of Fame chances should be completely burned here?
No, I don't think they should.
He's saying will.
I don't think they should, but I think they will.
Okay, because I agree with that. Like, I think this will probably put the final like stamp on it. Even though I've always felt that the resumes are made on the field, you know, not everybody has to be Mother Teresa. I understand he's the opposite, but the resume for a Hall of Fame to me is built on the field. What the guy did between the lines when it came down to it. My other thought is, and it's a little bit morbid, but given the track he's going on, who knows if we even have to wait all that much longer? Do they wait until he passes away before they bring that up as a discussion? Like baseball did that with Pete Rose.
Yeah, I don't think it'll take that. I think that there's a chance where maybe like he gets his life together. I wouldn't bet on it, but if he stays out of trouble long enough, I think he can get himself back in the conversation.
I think getting his life
depending
together,
on what happens with this incident, obviously.
If he actually gets
convicted of attempted murder, I don't think he's going to ever get in the Hall of Fame.
Honestly, this is, I mean... certainly not everybody who goes to jail, who gets out of jail eventually, comes out like having rehabilitated themselves.
Right.
But almost with him, given what we know about him, that feels like the only shot, like a real come to Jesus moment, because the rest of his like public life has been just unbelievably narcissistic, can't tell me anything kind of behavior.
Yeah.
Like, it's hard to imagine him actually having that. Here's the other thing. You did bring up, like, they don't want a person like him in the hall, right? And
yes.
I think the person I'm about to bring up, even though I don't buy any of it for one second, probably got himself in the hall's good graces by becoming Mr. Religion. Ray Lewis was involved in something even more serious.
Right.
And did one of the...
He got to keep playing.
Got to keep playing, and then I personally, just my opinion, did one of the phoniest Bible thumper routines of all time.
Yep.
And hasn't seen it diminish him at all.
Yeah, good point.
So, like, you know what it is, though? It's probably that he's like, I'm a preacher, I'm a man of God, and AB hasn't done any of that.
But look at... Okay, so I actually have to rethink what I said about how I would still put him in. Like, do you think Darren Sharper should be considered for the Hall of Fame? Because on merits, he has a resume that you would at least consider. He's on the Hall of Fame all 2000s team. He won a Super Bowl with the Saints. He was a multi-time All-Pro. He's also a convicted rapist.
Serial rapist.
Yes, that's a pretty disqualifying thing for me.
Well, here's my...
It has nothing to do with his on the field, but
would
I don't...
you want him thrown out of the Hall of Fame if any of that had only come to light after he got in? You know what I mean? Like, if he's in the OJ situation, he gets in.
Yeah.
Now, hold on. I have to say this legally, even though OJ's dead and
no one's
going to come after me. He was acquitted,
found
civilly liable.
Yeah, I'm going to say, I feel comfortable saying this. If you have a bust in the Hall of Fame and then you get convicted of rape... They should take your bust out of the Hall of Fame. I'm sorry. I think it erases everything you've done as a player.
No, I agree
with that.
If you
kill someone...
So if OJ, even though the assumption is that he did do it and he was found civilly liable, because a court of law said he did not do it, his bust stays. But you think if he had gotten convicted...
I would have taken it out.
Do you think they would have, is my question. That's what I was really asking you. If Darren Sharper...
Yeah, I think they would have...
Gets in, and then all of this comes to light after the fact, would they do
Actually,
it?
Actually, I don't know.
They've never had a use
it's,
case.
It's hard for me to answer that.
Tony, they've never had a case where it's happened, where a guy's been this good, and then can you think of a Hall of Famer who's actually been convicted post-induction of something this bad? I can't.
No, actually. I can't either.
So they've never had a use case to actually test on this.
I'm too young to remember it, but I'm guessing... It had to be controversial when the OJ trials and stuff were going on that his bust was in the Hall of Fame. It had to be.
I think if sports talk had been as ubiquitous then as it is now, relatively speaking, I think that would have been a much more debated topic. I think the trial itself and his innocence, guilt, and I mean, we've all watched OJ Made in America was the real talking point there. It's more of a CNN story, not an ESPN story.
Didn't watch all of Made in America. It was too long. It was good, but there was just too much to watch.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, but you'll sit and blow 2 hours on a YouTube feed of a game that happened 30 years ago.
I know, but they're all different games.
Yes, OJ's, it's not like Made in America is just, they put the same episode on loop.
I know, and it was award-winning, and it was outstanding, and it might be the best sports documentary series ever, but I didn't make it through it. I'd like to go back and watch it at some point, but you know how Amanda is about watching old stuff.
Why are you blaming her now? You just brought her into this to... You gave up the ghost here. You said, I stopped watching it, and now you're going to pretend like Amanda's going to prevent you from doing this?
Well, I know she's not going to want to sit through it again unless I lie to her and tell her that it just came out.
Do you know what's your best chance to actually watch that? If Stella ends up, because you're her dad, and she ends up super into sports like you, if she wants to sit and watch that stuff when she's like a teenager. I could see like 50-plus-year-old Andrew Filippone with like 15-year-old daughter who's a sports obsessive sitting and watching all this stuff. Dad, let's watch the Steelers. Let's watch Steelers Bills. 1992.
That would bring me a lot of joy. Not that she already does, but that would bring me even more.
Jim Kelly, Dad.
All right, thank you, Donnie.
Kenneth Davis.
Coming up, the Steelers hoarded their draft picks. What are they going to use those draft picks on? I have a list of the four quarterbacks the Steelers have kept the closest eyes on and are the most interested in from this college football season. Who are they and are they worth it? Quick timeout, then a long commercial-free segment. It's the PM team. G Jeep Ram Route 19 at Peters Township. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions for Steelers, Chargers. Look for temperatures to be in the low 70s Sunday night. Doesn't really matter because they've got a roof on that thing in L.A.
Kind of.
Yes. Air comes in, but
it's an open-air covered stadium, which seems like an oxymoron, but it's not.
Rain and that kind of thing would not disrupt the game regardless. Donnie is leaving us because he is a part of a panel tonight speaking to university students, prospective sports broadcasters.
At Waynesburg.
And the panel is Donnie, Austin, Jack Hillgrove, and Harry Callis.
Talk about a Mount Rushmore or a Four Horsemen.
And Austin is going to suck up all the air in the room by
answering
every question and trying to be the center of attention.
Austin and encourage him to just like...
No, let him do his thing.
What is his thing?
To be gregarious, Austin.
I think Hillgrove's going to be a sneaky, just like calm advice giver there. I think Donnie's going to be a sage. I knew something was up today because I had forgotten about this because Donnie was actually wearing pants when I got to the studio, not his usual gym shorts, which he'll wear until what temperature, Don, real quick?
Oh, I mean, 40, unless it's like very windy on a particular day. Like Monday and Tuesday, for instance, I'm going to have sweatpants. No, it's going to be like 35.
Sweatpants.
Donnie's not opposed in those situations, as we've seen at some of our events. He'll sit up there with a microphone and just look around and chill.
Oh, yeah.
If people are answering questions and feel like they need to butt in and give their 2 cents and then some, Donnie ain't opposed to just hanging out and letting Callis give 15-minute answers if that's what he wants to do.
I'm
fine with that.
I respect that. I think he's not trying to be the center of the tension. I think Donnie's
they ain't paying you by the word tonight.
Donnie's work speaks for itself. What do you think is what's going to be a piece of advice you already know in advance you're going to give? Like one of those ones you know is going to be a touchstone point, Don.
Just like the cliche, get involved. Because, I mean, there's also so many different like little wings of the department at Waynesburg that, you know, kids might be afraid to get involved in, but I'll push for all of that because that's what I did.
Do you know what was an absolutely – I'd never considered this before, but there's a random golf podcast that I happen to listen to on the side. And one of the guys from it was, I guess, doing something at his alma mater, like a if you want to get into media, blah, 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 what's your advice? And he said, go to your office hours, like when you're in college.
Never did that in my entire life.
But I thought like the explanation for why was pretty brilliant. He goes –
honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.